but I'm looking at one that says, can you explain 2 Kings 8:26 and 2 Chronicles 22:2? People who are against the KJV point out this error. Now, look, I'm not going to take the time to expound that particular passage. Obviously, I could. I've done it many times before. And we could talk all day long about so-called discrepancies in the Old Testament like this. But I have the same answer for all of them, okay? Your issue is not with the KJV. Your issue is with the underlying Hebrew text, okay? Because all the King James is doing with these, like with these numbers, like when numbers don't seem to add up, that's what the Hebrew says. So here's what your King James Bible is doing. It's translating the Hebrew into English. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want my translator to fix problems in the text. You know, if that's what the Hebrew says, just put the Hebrew into English and let me figure it out, okay? But what the modern versions will do, they'll see numbers that don't seem to add up and they'll just change them. They'll just make it add up. They'll just fix it. So, you know, it's so funny when people will try to make this as a point against the King James. Like, well, look at this error in the King James. How can it be an error in the King James when the King James has translated what the Hebrew text says? If you're claiming that it's wrong, you're not saying the King James is wrong. You're saying that the Hebrew is wrong, because that is what the Hebrew text says. Now, I, for one, believe Jesus, when he said, verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. I believe that the Hebrew text has been preserved by God. I don't believe it has errors in it. So I'm glad that the King James translators didn't fix errors, but instead what they did was just give us the Hebrew into English. And guess what? These can be explained. They're not errors. They're just different perspectives on things. And again, you know, I could sit here and expound this one example. Somebody will just pull out another example, There's answers for all of these. But again, don't use this against the King James, because guess what? The King James is simply translating what the Hebrew says. So your problem is with the Hebrew Bible. And you know what? If you have a problem with the Hebrew Bible, I guess you have a problem with Jesus, who told you that it's preserved.
Yeah, I think it's great that, like, the King James Bible, the translators, when they translated the Bible, they kept those, you know, those passages that you read in the King James that seem to be very obscure. That's exactly how it is in the original language. So they kept, they basically kept the obscurity or the difficulty of that passage in that language to English from Greek or Hebrew. And the ones that were plain, they put it as plain. So they weren't putting their own agenda and, you know, trying to correct the Greek or correct the Hebrew. If it was difficult to understand in the Greek New Testament, you know, it's going to be difficult to understand in English as well, because that's how God wanted it.
Yeah, if it's difficult in Greek, should we make it easy in English?
Right.
If it's difficult in Hebrew, shouldn't it be difficult in English? Some things in the Bible are easy. Some things in the Bible are hard. All that matters is, does it reflect the original?
Yeah. That's why, like, when people try to go back to the Greek to understand a passage, it's like, you don't really need it, because you're going to find the same exact thing.
The problem or anomaly in English, you're going to find that same problem or anomaly in Greek or Hebrew, because right. It's just, folks, when you're reading the King James, you're reading what the original says. I've read the Greek New Testament many, many times, and it says the same thing as the English, folks. There's no surprises or, you know, just, whoa, look at this. It all, you know, now I've seen the light. It's the same stuff, folks. And guess what? Ask people who are learning Greek, ask them what the easiest book is when they're learning Greek. You know what they're going to tell you? John.
Revelation.
Revelation. And ask them what the hardest book they're going to tell you. It's Luke. It's Acts. It's Hebrews. Well, guess what? Guess what it is in English too? What are the hardest books in English? Luke, Acts, and Hebrews.
Yep.
2 Corinthians is hard in English. 2 Corinthians is hard in Greek. Okay. Easy books in English: Gospel of Mark, Gospel of Matthew, Gospel of John. Guess what? Those are easy in Greek too. So the stuff that's easy in Greek is easy in English. Easy in Hebrew is easy in English. Hey, that's the way it should be. But the NIV just wants to make everything easy. So when they come to a difficult passage that's hard to understand, they'll just dumb it down, simplify it, and make it easy. And then everybody's like, oh, great, I can understand it. Yeah, except now you're not getting what the text actually said.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I'm going my second time through the New Testament, and yeah, it says the same thing. Obviously, it's different language, but you know, I had always said, you know, I believe that the King James Bible is perfect. Now I know it, at least in the New Testament, because it's one of those things that obviously you can just take it by faith. You know, that God preserved His Word. We have it. The proof's in the pudding. But you know what? It actually is. It is saying the same thing. There's no like magic tricks going on there. We're not just trying to hide something just because we want to be King James only.